Okay, while we're on the subject of languages, let's do a fun exercise to help you with vocabulary in French. I'm going to give you an English word, and then I'm going to give you the French equivalent, and you've got to try and find a link. We'll do the first one together. So, the word door, the French is porte. Now, the link is obviously, well, I think of a glass of port or a bottle of port hanging from a door. Okay, I'm going to give you the words now. Door, port, sea, mer, mouth, bouche, grass, herbe, clock, pendule, tablecloth, nap, blanket, couverture, menu, carte, jacket, vest, hen, poulet. Okay, how are those quick-fire associations? So, let me give you the French word and see if you can give me the English equivalent before I do. All right. Porte. Door. Mer. Sea. Bouche. Mouth. Herbe, grass, pendule, clock, nappe, tablecloth, couverture, blanket, carte is menu, vest, jacket, poulet, and that's hen. So what sort of associations did you come up with? Well, sea and mer, I think of a mayor of a town swimming in the sea. And mouth and bouche, well, you can think of a bushy moustache covering someone's mouth. What about a herbal sort of grass for herbe? And clock and pendule, well, you'd think of a pendulum. Tablecloth, napkin. So these words are bridging the gap between the English word and its foreign equivalent. Couverture, well, for blanket, you think of cover. And carte, maybe a playing card on the menu. Jacket, vest, that's a ready-made connection. Hen is poulet. Or maybe you think of a hen playing a game of pool or a hen swimming in a pool. You know, a friend of mine was so exasperated with his son, he couldn't learn French, so he asked me to give him some private lessons. I said, sure. Well, he was really bad. He couldn't even tell the difference between masculine and feminine, and he'd been studying the language for 2 years. So, this was his first clue to learning French. I said, listen, Dave, next time you have trouble with le and la, just think of two people, Len and Laura. So now, Dave, is Len masculine or feminine? He said, masculine. Great. So is le masculine or feminine? He said, well, it's masculine, of course. And then all of a sudden, you could see a little light switch on in Dave's head. He said, ah, so that's a good way of learning French. Oh, and by the way, Dave passed his French exam, which totally baffled his French teacher. Now, he didn't get top grades. I got him at the 11th hour. But he wasn't even expected to sit the exam. Try it for yourself. It's fast. It's a quantum leap in learning languages.